views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Oh, I have a special show for you today. I hope you're just as inspired as I am. You know, we explore many topics right here on the Dr. Julie Show, from social justice to human rights, from gender roles to the reemergence of the sacred feminine. We've explored environmental concerns and caring for women, children, and our beautiful planet Earth. And our guest today planted many of those seeds of awakening, those seeds of awareness about all of these issues nearly three decades ago. And her illustrious career has continued to cultivate and grow those seeds into powerful and real world change. Solutions, applications, conversations, and many of these issues are just blooming and blossoming because of her. Her first best-selling book was a required reading for me when I was working on my doctorate, and it planted many seeds of influence in my career. Her work on cultural transformation has inspired both scholars and social activists. Her groundbreaking research has impacted many fields, including history, economics, psychology, sociology, education, and healthcare. She has been a leader in the movement for peace, sustainability, and economic equity. And her pioneering work in human rights has expanded the focus of international organizations to include the rights of women and children. Who am I talking about? Well, I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, and open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Welcome whatever it is that you are needing in this moment, as I present to you Dr. Ryan Eisler. She's a systems scientist, best known as author of The Chalice and the Blade, Our History, Our Future, and The Real Wealth of Nations, Creating a Caring Economics, hailed by Nobel Peace Laureate as a template for the better world we've been seeking. She's president of the Center for Partnership Studies and consults for business and governments on applications of the partnership model introduced in her work. She is author of other award-winning books and over 500 articles. She's taught at UCLA and Immaculate Heart College and currently teaches in the Graduate Transformative Leadership Program at the California Institute of Integral Studies, and leadership webinars through the Caring Economy Campaign, which she founded. She keynotes conferences worldwide and sits on many boards and councils, including the World Futures Council and Club Rome. She is founder of the Spiritual Alliance to Stop Intimate Violence with Nobel Peace Laureate Betty Williams, and has received many honors for her work of peace and human rights, including honorary degrees and the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation's Distinguished Peace Leadership Award. Take a deep breath and welcome Dr. Ryan Eisler.
Well, thank you for that welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you, Julie.
It is a pleasure to have you here, and I'm just going to breathe in every moment of this show, because I know our listeners are just going to love the content that we unfold throughout this hour. And your career is incredible, and you have so much to teach all of us. So I'm really looking forward to it. To get us kicked off, we have a traditional first question here on our show, Dr. Eisler, and I'd love to hear your answer to it. And so that first question is, what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, it's really an answer that I will give you on many levels, because on just a pure biological level, we are all connected. We really are biologically connected to that first life form that appeared on this planet. We're all descended from it. And certainly as far as our human species goes, we're all connected, as we know today, from that first woman, so-called Eve, which has been traced. But on a more spiritual and metaphysical level, I think it goes deeper. It goes to what I think we all know inside of us, that we are both the center of the universe, which is what we really feel, don't we, very often, but also really one of its infinitesimal parts of this mysterious, interconnected mystery that we're part of. And then on a purely social level, and I'm going to stop with that, my work has been systems work, which really doesn't analyze human society, human beings, in terms of simple linear causes and effects, which simply don't work with complex living systems, such as human societies, but rather in terms of interactions, mutually supporting interconnections.
Mm. Thank you. That was lovely. And I love the different layers that you brought into that. And that brings me to your career of literally in the opening, I was talking about how you have influenced social justice, human rights, gender roles. You talk about the history with the sacred feminine and women, children, our beautiful planet, caring. You've developed so much over these last 30 plus years. I won't put it into, I'm just going to say since The Chalice and the Blade came out. But Dr. Eisler, the thing that really occurs to me when I was preparing for our conversation today is how many of those seeds that you have planted are really coming into their fruition today. They're really blossoming, and we are in this place of telling a new story. Do you see the progress?
I see the progress, and I also see the resistance. Mm. I look at the last several centuries, again, not in simple linear upward movement terms, but in terms of spiral, an upward spiral with dips. And we have seen quite a few dips. I was born into one of those dips. I was born into one of the most massive regressions in Western culture to what I've called the domination system, the rise to power of the Nazis in Europe. What we see today, I mean, to take a big leap, so-called religious fundamentalism is, for example, exemplified by ISIL or ISIS, is again a regression to a pure domination system. So I see both. But, you know, I recently was awarded a Pioneer Award, and I said in my acceptance that, yes, of course, it is wonderful and exciting to be a pioneer, but it's also very frustrating. Because being ahead of your time, you sort of are out there, right? And that's really been, and still continues to be, my life. And yes, I do see some of the seeds. I mean, to get back to specifically what you brought up, I do see some of the seeds flowering. I mean, just let's take one issue, which is the issue of women's rights as human rights. I wrote in 1987 the first article for the Human Rights Quarterly on what later became known as women's rights as human rights. But it took a while to really, today it is an established principle, at least in the human rights community, which it wasn't, by the way, at that time. You know, it was simply not talked about.
Yeah.
The environmental movement, I mean, but see, all of these movements are really challenging of what I call traditions of domination, don't they?
Yeah, you know, that's a really an important part in this conversation, and maybe we can pick that up after the break. You've talked about the different systems of domination versus partnership, and there's a lot of talk about what does that really look like now as these systems of domination are breaking down. So maybe we can pick that up after the break. Let's give our listeners first, though. I want to make sure they know how to find you. Where, what is your website where our listeners can...
Strangely enough, it's RianEisler.com with two E's in the middle. So RianEisler.com. They can also find me in a number of other places. There's a Rian Eisler a network Facebook page. There are other websites like thecaringeconomy.org. But probably a good start, as you mentioned, is my own website.
Excellent. I know we can find
RianEisler.com.
RianEisler.com. I will remind our listeners of that throughout the hour. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the dominator model breaking down. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and our guest today is the Dr. Rhian Eisler. And right before the break, we were talking about the dominator model and systems breaking down. And Dr. Eisler, you know, there's so much happening in our world today, and literally a lot of these big systems, these big institutions are breaking down, and we talk a lot about how necessary that is to really transform and evolve the way we have been on the planet. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's tell us more of the dominator model versus partnership.
Well, the thing is that to really move forward, we need new language, because we filter our perceptions through the categories we have. And the problem is that the old categories that we're so used to, right versus left, religious versus secular, Eastern versus Western, Northern versus Southern, and so on, they really fragment our consciousness, because none of them really describe the totality of a social system. You know, they focus on location or on ideology or, you know, things like, you know, just very, very partial economics, like in capitalism versus socialism. So what we really need is something else. And a very, very important thing is we need categories that take into account something fundamental, which is the cultural construction of our most fundamental human relations, which is family and other intimate relations, parent-child relations, gender relations. Why? Because it is by experiencing or observing these relations that we actually develop our brain synapses. Our perceptions are really sort of, in a sense, embedded in us. This is why I had to really, out of my analysis, across cultural, historical, coin new words to describe what I was seeing, which are patterns. If you will, configurations that are not captured by these old categories. And what I kept seeing, is connecting the dots in different ways. I kept seeing, for example, and I called this the domination or dominator model, that societies that are authoritarian, that are violent, are also societies in which there is a rigid ranking of one half of humanity, the male half of humanity, over the female half, and also family structures that are very authoritarian and punitive. So if we look, for example, through this lens at today's so-called religious fundamentalism, what we see is really that it isn't a matter of religion. I mean, religion has teachings of caring, of empathy, partnership teachings, right? But what it's really all about, and it's always the top priority, is getting women back into their, quote, traditional place, which is a code word for subservient, in a, quote, traditional family, which is another code word for a rigidly male-dominated, highly punitive family, where children learn two basic lessons. One, that it's very dangerous, very painful to question orders, no matter how irrational or really inhuman they are. And two, that they learn to equate difference, beginning with the fundamental difference between male and female, with either superiority or inferiority, dominating or being dominated, being served or serving, and then they can project that to any other difference, be it a race, ethnicity, religion, you name it. And that's really the heritage that we have to understand and leave behind. But, and this takes me to the partnership side, it's a continuum always. It's never, there are no pure domination or partnership societies. But to move more towards the partnership side, which we have actually, as you noted, been doing over the last several centuries again, we really also have to have a template, you wouldn't build a house without a plan, right? Well, you have to understand then, you have to have a roadmap, a plan for what does that partnership society look like. And again, that's what this work is about. And I'll stop because I don't want to just do a monologue here. We can get back to it.
Well, thank you, because it's a good place to stop and just really breathe that in. Because the thing that I really want to point out here is that your work has really helped us really ground this in this historical context that goes back millennium. And yet now, as you're really lifting up the idea of partnership, you're lifting up the idea of this equity, not only gender, but in, like you said, race, religion, you really do speak a really loud voice, and I appreciate that. And the template for the better world we're seeking is really coming to life in your work now. You wrote The Wealth of Nations, and you talk about the caring economy, and now you've also have the Caring Economy campaign. This is a good place for us to just talk about that a little bit. What is the caring economy?
Well, what we are used to thinking of economics in terms of capitalism or socialism. The problem is that both these theories, and theories are very important, they're not just abstractions. I mean, they are really maps, mental maps, aren't they? But both of them, first of all, came out of industrial times, and we're now well into the post-industrial knowledge service age, aren't we? But more importantly, they came out of times that still oriented much more to the domination side of the continuum. So they're not adequate to meet the challenges we face. Why? Because neither really gives visibility or value to the most important human work, the work of caring for people, starting in early childhood, which we know today from neuroscience, really profoundly shapes, affects nothing less than how our brains develop our human capacities, nor does it give value, either theory, to caring for nature. I mean, for both Marx and for Smith, nature was there to be exploited, period. As for the work of caring for people in families, that so-called women's work, because real men weren't supposed to do it in those days, well, for them, that wasn't productive work. It was just reproductive work. So we really have to straighten out how we think about the future. And we just developed, I'm going to just fast forward very quickly, to the Caring Economy campaign. One of our missions is to develop new measures, new metrics, that really give us the information not only on what is important about where we are, but how can we improve our situation. And we call these social wealth economic indicators. And again, you can go to caringeconomy.org and look for social wealth economic indicators. Because we are still using a very antiquated measure, GDP, gross domestic product, or gross national product, GNP, and which is actually a bizarre measure. I mean, it includes this productive work activities that actually harm and even take life, like making cigarettes, selling cigarettes, the medical bills, the funeral bills. They're all great for GDP. Oil spills, they're wonderful for GDP, you know. The cleanup costs, the lawsuits, but not only that, they fail to include, and here we're back to this, really, to the elephant in the room, really. They fail to give any visibility or value to the work of caring for people starting in early childhood in the household economy or for caring for our natural infrastructure, for nature, or for our volunteer economy. So it's a whole, the real wealth of nations, which of course, you know, Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, and this is about the, quote, real wealth of nations, which is really the contributions of people and nature. So that book really, again, was what inspired the Caring Economy campaign. So we're working for very specific things. We're working, for example, for a paid parental leave. The United States is the only developed nation, and this is shown by the social wealth economic indicators, that does not have nationally funded paid parental leave. And it's absurd to talk about balancing life and work without that, okay? Mm-hmm. We invest less than half of what other developed nations do in early childhood education, which is fundamental. We have the highest child poverty rates. I mean, these are the things that are not only terrible for people, but they are terrible for our future economic competitiveness as a nation. Because economists never tire of telling us that the most important capital for the knowledge service age is high-quality human capital. Well, you've got to invest in developing that early on, don't you?
Yeah, you know, that's a really important point. Dr. Eisler, I know that you have some specific how-tos of how people can get involved and make change just for themselves right where they're at. So maybe we can really extend this conversation about the Caring Economy campaign after our break and really give our listeners some how-tos. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with Dr. Rhian Eisler.
Retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. Featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I'm here with guest Dr. Rianne Eisler. And right before the break, we were talking about some how-tos, but Dr. Eisler, I'm thinking about some of our listeners, and I think an important piece in really understanding this, a lot of people are like, yeah, right, how do we move from here to there? And there is a lot of things that we can do right now, and we can talk about that. But first, let's talk about, are there any examples of earlier partnership societies that have worked, and what would that look like? What is this new story of our human potential and possibility?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned possibility, because one of the things that happens to people who are brought up in more rigid domination systems is that for them there are only two possibilities. You either dominate or you're dominated. So you have war, you have the war of the sexes. It's built into the system. And the story that we're told, and we're still taught that story, although it's beginning to change, is that, well, you know, take the caveman cartoon, right? So there he is, you know, we one hand he's got a club, you know, the power to, you know, the power of the blade, right, to dominate, to destroy. With the other hand, he's dragging a woman by the hair. So what's the message? You know, violence, male dominance, brutality. That's how it's always been and how it always must be, right? Well, the reality is that if you look at the Stone Age or Paleolithic art, there is not a single image suggesting this in that art. On the contrary, what you see there are, I'm sorry, I've got an allergy. What you see there are really images that celebrate life. You see animals in the caves. You see a lot of drawings of plants. You see female figures, you know, like the so-called Venus of LaSalle or of Willendorf, where the life-giving powers of woman's body are celebrated. But to make a long story short, these were some of the things that really are part of my earlier books, The Chalice and the Blade, as well as Sacred Pleasure, were an attempt to really untangle how did we get here. And what those books show is that, indeed, the earlier direction, both in our gathering hunting days and later in our early agrarian societies, like, for example, Çatalhöyük in Turkey, which is one of the largest Neolithic or early farming sites ever found, was in a more of a partnership direction, not ideal, but more peaceful. I mean, Çatalhöyük, there are no signs of destruction through warfare for over 1,000 years.
Wow.
More egalitarian. The grave goods, there are no huge differences which come up later, of course, you know, like in the pharaohs and so on, of difference in status and in wealth. And as the archaeologist who is today excavating Çatalhöyük wrote in the Scientific American with some surprise, the data show that being born female or male was not a big deal in terms of status, nutrition, wealth, etc. So here you have the partnership configuration, don't you? A more egalitarian, less authoritarian, more peaceful society, more equitable, not ideal. I want to really emphasize this. And you see that continuing even in the because another story we're told is, well, fine, you know, maybe that was the case when we lived in caves and, you know, all of that. But with civilization, well, then you have to have the nomination system. Well, the Minoan civilization that flourished for a long time on the island of Crete in the Mediterranean still orients more to the partnership side. Women, for example, were priestesses. There are signs. Well, there's just so much to tell. And I really, for those who are interested in this fascinating story, I really recommend not only The Chalice and the Blade, which, by the way, is now in 26 foreign languages. It was just published in Turkish, just acquired by a Turkish publishing house, but also Sacred Pleasure, which looks at both sexuality and spirituality through these lenses of the partnership domination continuum. And it's for me, it was really a fascinating adventure. It was like putting the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle together in a way that finally made sense.
I love that. Sacred Pleasure, listeners, go find Sacred Pleasure and Chalice of the Blade. You know, the thing about your work, Dr. Eisler, just listening to you now, puts me in this place of hope, because when we're talking about this new story of our human potential, our human possibility, you are grounding it in this historical basis that's not just a utopian dream. It really is helping us understand what has worked and what isn't working. And I really appreciate that, because it does simplify it. And even listeners, you don't have to read the books. If you don't want to, you can simply pull up some YouTubes of Dr. Eisler's, get on the website, go to the Caring Economy campaign website. There's so many different ways that you can bring up a lot of this conversation and really begin exploring the ideas here. So thank you for putting it into that framework for us.
Well, I do want to say a caveat here. You know, the partnership system is not a completely flat structure. There are hierarchies, and I think we've got to get away from these simplistic ways of thinking. We need parents, we need teachers, we need managers, we need leaders, but again, we need a new way of looking at hierarchy. There's a difference between what I call a hierarchy of domination and a hierarchy of actualization. In a hierarchy of domination, respect, accountability, benefit flow from the bottom up, right? In a hierarchy of actualization, they flow both ways. And power, the chalice and the blade are two metaphors for power, aren't they? You know, the power of the blade is the power to destroy, to kill, to take life, to dominate, to control, whereas the chalice is the power to give life, right? To nurture life, to illuminate life. And so it's really like removing some of the cobwebs from our thinking, isn't it? And stop thinking that cooperation is the difference between the two, because it is not. People cooperate all the time in domination systems. Monopolies cooperate. Terrorists cooperate. Invading armies cooperate. We're talking about a different configuration. And yes, the cultural construction of the primary human relations, parent-child, gender relations, have to be taken into account to really complete, so that we can build the foundations for a more partnership-oriented society.
So is that what you say is different than it's not just cooperation? It really is bringing that caring essence of people and planet into the conversation?
Well, that certainly is a byproduct of the structure of a partnership society. In a domination system, we have an enormous human capacity for empathy and for caring, but they have to be suppressed and compartmentalized, you know, to the in-group, right? Only to maintain the system. So yes, of course there can be much more caring, much more consciousness of our interconnection in a partnership system than in a domination system. You're absolutely right.
So a lot of what I'm hearing that I love, and we just have a couple minutes here before the break, and so maybe we can frame this, because I do want to talk about what our listeners can do as well, but understanding the interconnectedness that you're talking about, and you really, in your partnership, you talk about really the integration of both. It's not that either or. It's really this continuum or this spectrum, and we hold the tension of those opposites in this holistic new way, in this partnership model. And I know you could speak on this for hours and hours. You're just so prolific with the understanding of that. And I appreciate you bringing this model into our consciousness on the planet right now. So right before the break, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you again and your website. They can find you at Rianne Esler, RianeEisler.com. And you can also Google the Caring Economy campaign, and you'll find lots of really good stuff there. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, what can you do to help tell the new story and really bring it into manifestation? We're going to talk about that when we return. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And I'm here with Dr. Ryan Eisler today, and what a joy it's been. I want to remind you, you can find her at ryanesler.com, R-I-A-N-E-E-I-S-L-E-R.com. And you're listening to All Things Connected. You can find us on thedrjulieshow.com. Look for all the upcoming shows. We have Neil Donald Walsh next week talking about a really special event that's coming up. And you can also look up the archives. So if you want to listen to this show again, go to thedrjulieshow.com, where all the archives are there, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. And Dr. Eisler, I put on that All Things Connected page this morning, I put a post with one of your quotes that I love and started talking to my Facebook friends about your work and your voice and what this is. And the quote was, "We need new narratives, stories that show our enormous capacities for consciousness, creativity, and caring." And my friends are having fun tagging people and including people who we know are really trying to embody those qualities. So thank you for that beautiful quote. And it's fun to have that on Facebook. But as we end this final segment of our show today, maybe we can talk about this new narrative and these new stories and those qualities. Because you talk about really simple things people can do right now. We need a new language. There's so many things that we can do right here, right now. And what suggestions might you have for our listeners?
Well, I wrote a book, really, it was sort of my attempt to do a self-help book. And it's called The Power of Partnership. And it's that. It looks at seven relationships, how we relate to ourselves, how we relate our intimate relations, our work relations, but then it goes on, to where most self-help books don't, showing the interconnection of how those relations are structured with our national relations, international relations, relations with nature, and spiritual relations. So I really recommend that book, which is kind of very easy. It's got first steps, second steps, and going further. But the thing is, we keep going back to the story, because we humans live by stories. And if we have a story that, as I said, that says that our only possibilities are either dominating or being dominated, we're going to act that way. So what we are doing, all of us, and every one of us can do that, is to change the conversation. And my books and the Center for Partnership Studies programs, like the Caring Economy program, are really about telling a new story, but then also working so that not only do we change our own consciousness, but we change the consciousness of others. So one thing, for example, is we offer webinars through the Caring Economy campaign. And as a matter of fact, some of them are free. We have a free webinar on the Caring Economy that is coming up almost immediately tomorrow at 11 o'clock Pacific time, from 11 to 12, and I want to invite everybody to participate in it. I also, then we have, of course, other courses, all of them webinars. We have people now from 17 nations internationally who are really certified Caring Economy leaders. I also offer a course called Changing Our Story, Changing Our Lives, which will be starting in April. So I think these are practical tools that we can all use, not only to empower ourselves, because we are very disempowered in domination systems, but in every one of our relations, be it starting with how we relate to ourselves, those voices about we're not good enough and why can't we be this or that, that's internalizing domination narratives, isn't it? And it's not our parents. I mean, they didn't invent them. They learned them from generation by generation. We have to break those cycles, don't we?
I love that. Thank you for that. It's so true. And the thing that you just spoke of that I think is really powerful when you talk about the power of partnership, your book, and then leading these webinars, is really this partnership model that you're talking about really is a relationship model. It is our relationship with ourselves, with our bodies, with our families, with our communities. And one of the things that we like to talk about right here on the show is that to really make a difference on the planet, we don't have to go off and you know, solve this major crisis or feed all the hungry. We really have to activate this relationship model within ourselves right in our own lives. Just like you said, right here in our communities, in our families, we just have to activate our potential and our capacity, like you said, to really be caring right here, right now.
Well, it's an interesting process. It's really a awareness leads to action, and action leads to change. And the more we change the system around us, the more our consciousness changes of other possibilities, better possibilities. So, yes, we have to work on ourselves, but we also have to work, trying to, it's really trying to, you hear a lot about healing, right? But trying to heal yourself in a domination system is like trying to go up on the down elevator because everything militates against you. And the whole notion that we have to heal, what we really need is not to have so much healing to do, but to get that right start. And that's why there's so much emphasis in the partnership model, really on the primary human relations, the Spiritual Alliance to Stop Intimate Violence. And that website is saiv.org. Has a wonderful free, again, you can download it for free, a wonderful tool. It's called the Caring and Connected Parenting Guide. It's available for free in both English and Spanish. It is endorsed by pediatricians, by Nobel Peace Laureates, because there is a connection, yes,
yeah,
between what we experience and observe in our early relations and what we think. You know, as I said, I mean, if children see the use of force as moral, right? They're told, you know, I'm going to hit you for your own good. Well, what makes you think that they're not going to go out and use that and apply that violence to others? Because they've been taught it's not only okay, it's moral, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
So it's really connecting the dots in a different way. And I get a lot of mail from people who tell me that my work has changed their lives, as it did mine, by the way, because really my research has changed my life. I mean, things that made absolutely no sense, and that we could go on forever about that, all the way from why woman Eve would ask advice from a snake, right? Because we don't usually do that. I found out, well, the snake was a symbol of oracular prophecy. Even as late as Greek times, you know, the Oracle of Delphi worked with a snake, a python, the pythoness, to what really are our possibilities. And yes, we can have terrible regimes on both the right and the left, on both the north and the south, and the east and the west. No, we have to really have a new roadmap. And once that's clear, then we can really build foundations for it.
Mm, beautiful. Oh, my gosh. You know, there, right there, are a lot of potential steps that each one of us can take. Get on that website and download that free gift, saiv.org. Get on Dr. Eisler's website. That's RianeEisler.com, RianeEisler.com. There's the power of partnership. There's so much that we can do right here, right now, by just a little bit of effort. And who wouldn't want to be in this place? Your brilliance shines so bright on the planet, Dr. Eisler. I thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I just want to add that for those who are interested in applying the model to business, on April 28th, we started making the Business Case for Care webinar. We have so many tools for you, and one of the best things about it is that you meet a whole community of wonderful people through these.
You know what? I am going to get my husband in that one. I think that sounds wonderful, and we look for opportunities like this all the time. And I know that your work is so grounded in real life practical application. So thank you for that. Dr. Eisler, it has been a pure joy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I thank you, Julie, for all that you're doing to really change consciousness to the possibilities of shifting more towards the partnership side of the continuum.
Thank you. Oh, listeners, thanks for tuning in today, and we will see you right back here next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.